It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds lost to the Milwaukee Brewers on Wednesday night. Final score 7-2. Hunter Green struggled in this game. He gave up a two-run homer to Christian Yelich in the first, allowed three more in the second, one in the fourth, and then a home run to Blake Perkins in the sixth. Green did strike out nine batters on the night. Stuart Fairchild drove home Cincinnati's first run with a two-out single in the fourth. Ellie De La Cruz hit his third home run of the season, leading off the bottom of the sixth. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Cowboy, a tough one tonight. But you look back on Hunter Green's start, and if it weren't for maybe a couple of mistakes here or there, he may have experienced a little different fate tonight. But at the end of the day, you got to live with the mistakes that were made, and he made enough to the tune of seven runs, six of which were earned.
Yeah, it looked like early in the ball game the slider was just kind of rolling out of his hand instead of biting, as we saw in his last start against the Mets. Obviously, the fastball was there. That's where he got the majority of his strikeouts. And I thought that he threw some good splits. That pitch has some great movement to it. He threw six or seven, which is a major move in the positive direction. Now the next step is being able to throw that pitch where it starts in the strike zone so you can get a commitment from the hitter.
Tough night offensively, but you kind of had that feeling with Wade Miley on the mound on the other side. I mean, he just does what he does, and he was on top of his game tonight.
Well, I'll say this, whether it's Wade Miley or any other major league pitcher, when you put your hitters in a hole where it's 6-0 early in the ball game in the first three innings, that makes it really difficult for hitters to have to play catch up. And it is what it is, but this is the first game that the Reds have had this year where they were just really never in it.
Tough one tonight. Reds fall 7-2 to the Brewers. See if they can bounce back tomorrow and salvage a series split. Yid?
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds lost to the Milwaukee Brewers on Wednesday night. Final score 7-2, and now to the highlights. This game was supposed to get underway at 6:40, but it was raining in downtown Cincinnati, so when things finally got underway, it was 8:30. Hunter Green was on the mound for the Reds. He walked Jackson Churio to begin things. William Contreras grounded out, but Christian Yelich quickly made it 2-0.
1-1. And this ball's well hit right field and deep. Back goes Benson. He looks up, and it is gone. That's a two-run home run for Yelich, his fifth of the year, and the Brewers are out to an early two-run lead.
Hanging slider, and it was right in the heart of the plate, just below the belt.
Milwaukee added three more runs in the top of the second off Green. He hit Jake Bowers with a pitch to begin the inning with one out. Bryce Terang singled, moving Bowers to second base. Next up was rookie Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio swings, and he grounds it right between short and third into left. Steer up throwing toward the plate, and it's going to be up the line and late,
It
gets by home plate, and Green was not there to back it up, and both runners will move up.
Yeah, Hunter was not backing up. He was standing on the third baseline, kind of right by the catcher, Maley. And that's something that you learn way back.
William Contreras was next up. He made it 5-0.
The pitch. Ground ball, right side, through the hole on the right side of the infield. That'll score one, and it will score two. On the RBI single by William Contreras, both Bryce Terang and Jackson Churio have scored. It is already 5-0 Brewers with two outs in the second.
The Brewers scored again in the top of the fourth when Churio came back to the plate with a runner on third.
Churio came into the season as the Brewers' number one prospect. Runner over at first, the number seven. There he goes. And the ball's lifted high into the air. Right center field, playable. Fairchild moving under it. He will make the catch, but tagging at third is Perkins, and he will score as the throw comes into second. That'll be a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Churio. It's been a productive night. He has scored twice and now driven home a run.
Former Red Wade Miley made the start for Milwaukee on Wednesday night. He faced a minimum number of batters through the first three innings of the game. He quickly retired the first two batters in the bottom of the fourth, but then he walked Christian Encarnacion Strand. He hit Jamor Candelario with a pitch, so two on, two out, Stuart Fairchild at the plate.
He's had some pretty good success against left-handers this year, and now he swings and lines this one into right field. That's the Reds' first hit of the night. It falls the feet of the right fielder Churio. Around third of the plate is Encarnacion Strand. Candelario will be thrown out at third as the relay goes there, trying to go first to third. But the Reds do get a run on their first hit of the night. A single and an RBI for Stuart Fairchild.
Bryce Wilson came on the pitch for the Brewers in the bottom of the fifth, and the first batter he had to deal with was Ellie De La Cruz.
The 2-2. This ball's hit well the other way and deep, and it is gone! Boy, a line drive opposite field laser out of here to left.
And an inside-out swing, I might add. Looked like the ball got in on Ellie, and he just pulled the hands in and got the barrel there and just shot it out of right left field.
The Brewers matched that home run with one of their own in the top of the sixth inning when Blake Perkins stepped to the plate against Hunter Green.
1-0. This ball is well struck. Deep right field. Benson's going back on the track. He looks up at the wall. That's gone. That was a fastball. Center cut of the knees, and Perkins drives it out of here over the right field wall. For a solo home run, that is Blake Perkins' first home run. It is 7-2 Milwaukee.
Green ended the inning by striking out Bryce Terang, and that was the end of his night. Six innings, six hits, seven runs, six of them earned, one walk, nine strikeouts, two home runs, two hit batters, 105 pitches, 68 of those four strikes. Buck Farmer pitched a scoreless seventh for Cincinnati. Brent Suter then came on. He pitched a scoreless eighth and a scoreless ninth. And in that ninth inning, he got a big assist from his first baseman.
And the first pitch to Contreras is lifted in the air. High pop-up right side. Encarnacion Strand over. And he launches into the tarp. And he caught it. Wow. Unbelievable. Right over the tarp, up against the concrete sidewall, into the net. Encarnacion Strand makes the catch. And after grimacing a bit, gives Espinal a little bit of a wry grin. What a play.
I think it knocked the breath out of him when he hit just below the shoulder blades on that concrete wall right behind the tarp.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, what a catch.
After they scored in the fifth inning, the Reds only collected two more hits the rest of the way, and they fall to the Brewers' final score 7-2. Here are the totals. For Milwaukee, seven runs, six hits, no errors, five left on base. Cincinnati, two runs, four hits, one error. They stranded two. Wilson, the winner, 1-0. Green, the loser, 0-1. Home runs in the game for Milwaukee, Yelich, number five. Perkins, number one. For Cincinnati, Ellie De La Cruz, number three. It's his third of this series. 2 hours and 12 minutes. That's on top of an hour and 50-minute rain delay. 10,388 on hand at Great American Ballpark. With the victory, the Brewers are now 8-3. With the defeat, the Reds are back to 500 at 6-6. Time to hear from Reds starter Hunter Green.
This team is obviously ready to hit. They're ready to swing it out the gates, and I knew that, and I think those first two innings, like being able to, locate those pitches better. I know they're swinging it. If it's over the plate, they're swinging hard. And that's what I could think of as of now. I'm going to obviously go back and watch my film tonight and dissect a little bit more.
You're sliding in trouble of how away. Is that just a still work in progress? Or
you're talking about on the lefties, like hitting them?
Yeah, or no, even on the righties,
mm-hmm.
Sliders were short.
Yeah, I mean – you take a sample of the amount of sliders I throw. Say it's 40 sliders. I don't know what it is. It's three or four pitches. So it's going to happen. Obviously I'm trying to limit that to zero. If it was like out of the 40 and there was 20 of them, that'd be like really concerning. But, three or four here and there, obviously I'm trying to limit that to zero, but it happens.
This four-game series wraps up Thursday afternoon as right-hander Nick Martinez goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He has no record in a 7.20 ERA. Right-hander Freddie Peralta will pitch for Milwaukee. He's 1-0, his ERA 3.09. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 12:40. First pitch is scheduled for 1:10. And once again, the final score on Wednesday night, the Brewers knock off the Reds 7-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.